Another goddess, clear-eyed Athena, put in the mind of Icarius' daughter, heedful Penelope, to show herself among the suitors, that she might thus open the suitors' hearts most largely, and so become more highly prized by husband and by son than heretofore. Idly she laughed, and thus she spoke and said, Eurynome, my heart is longing as it never longed before to show myself among the suitors, hateful although they be. I would say to my son a word that may be useful. Tell him to mingle not at all with the audacious suitors, for they speak kindly but have evil thoughts behind. And in her turn, Eurynome, the housewife, answered, Truly, my child, in all this you speak rightly. Go then, and tell this saying to your son, and do not hide it. Only first wash your body and anoint your cheeks. Go not with such a tear-stained face. To grieve incessantly makes matters worse. And now, your son is what you often prayed the immortals you might see him, a bearded man already. Then said to her, heedful Penelope, Eurynome, urge me not out of kindness to wash my body and anoint me with the oil. All charm of mine the gods who hold Olympus took away when he departed in the hollow ships. But tell Autonoe and Hippodamia to come hither, to attend me in the hall. Among the men I will not go alone for very shame. So she spoke, and through the hall forth the old woman went to give the message to the maids, and bid them come with speed. And then a new plan the goddess formed, clear-eyed Athena. She poured sweet slumber on the daughter of Icarius, and lying back she slept, and every joint relaxed there on her couch. Meanwhile the heavenly goddess gave her immortal gifts, to make the Achaeans marvel. And first she bathed her lovely cheeks with an immortal bloom. She made her also taller and larger to behold, and made her whiter than the new-cut ivory. So having done, the heavenly goddess went her way, and out of the hall the white-armed damsels came, entering the room with noise. Sweet slumber left Penelope. She drew her hands across her cheeks, and thus she spoke, Oh, utterly wretched as I am, soft slumber wrapped me round. Would that chaste Artemis would send a death so soft, instantly now, that sad at heart no more I might not waste my days mourning the many-sided worth of him, my husband, the best of all Achaeans. So saying, down she went from her bright upper chamber, yet not alone, two damsels followed her. And when the royal lady reached the suitors, she stood beside a column of the strong-built roof, holding before her face her delicate wimple, the while a faithful damsel stood upon either hand. The suitors' knees grew weak, with love in their hearts were tranced. Each prayed to be her spouse. But she addressed Telemachus, her own dear son,